Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, everyone, I want to welcome you to another edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I get to play host today, and there's always exciting calls, and then there's ultra-exciting calls. And today is going to be one of those ultra-exciting calls, not because we don't have a scheduled guest, but because I get to hear from you. We're going to spend the next 25-30 minutes going over what I call NECN's 2013 compensation plan, which takes partial effect in January of 2013, and then it takes full effect July 1st in 2013, some of which it's already been implemented, and I'm going to just jump right into things, and I would encourage you, if you're driving from point A to point B, I'm not going to tell you you got to pull over to the side of the road and take notes. I'm not going to be that adamant. However, if and when you can sit down with pad and paper in front of you, or even better yet, the document that I put together, which is just a rough sketch, it's a rough guideline or outline of the compensation plan that we're now working with, is take the time to go over it so you really understand it. And this came out of, and I know several of you are on the line and right now, and we had a conversation or talking with certain people in San Diego 2 weeks ago, and I was really shocked. Dave Johnson and I were on the phone yesterday for almost an hour, and he and I talked about the compensation plan in San Diego. But what really was shocking to me is that there's a lot of us out there that really we thought we kind of understood it. And you don't have to understand how we get paid, but it's a good idea to really kind of at least have a general understanding of when somebody asks, well, you know, do you guys have a binary system or a breakaway system? At least you know that it's a breakaway system, okay? But at the same time, it incorporates, this new plan incorporates a few things that companies that have a binary system, which very few of them ever see their fifth birthday. It's a rare, rare exception for a company that uses a binary plan, which for those of us who don't know, that's basically you can sponsor two people, and that's it. If you want to talk to more than that, then you have to make sure they're underneath your two legs. And you get paid down infinity levels, and it all sounds really, really great and exciting. But the problem is, again, very, very few of them that I know of, that I've heard about, ever see their fifth birthday. Now, they will say, oh, it was started back in 1978 or whatever, but really, was it? Or did they have to go through a major overhaul and a complete change of the management team? They had to change their product line because of, you know, this, that, or the other, because they got shut down by the federal authorities that were their computers seized. You know, all this stuff we hear, or sometimes we don't hear, but doing a quick little, you know, checkup on these things, and you can find anything these days on the internet, whereas, you know, 15, 20 years ago, you had to find out about it through word of mouth. But my bottom line is I want to spend the time this morning going over this. And if I go over something too fast, here's an opportunity for you. And I'll preface this by I don't want you to jump on the line and ask me why there are 28 magnets in the new MagFlex and why NECN chose to use the DynaFlex technology in that, or why the new MagDuo has all three of our core technologies in it. Okay, that's not what we're talking about today. I want to focus in on the compensation plan. So if you got a question or a comment, or you have an aha that you say, you know, Vance, I was looking at it this way, and then I realized, no, what this means is this. Please, jump on the line, and you do that by hitting star 6, but only do that if you want to make a comment or if you've got a question. And please do yourself and everybody else a favor. If you've got a question but you think, oh, I don't think that would really affect other people, don't have that attitude. Because if you've got the question, chances are there's several other people that are wanting to hear the same question as well. And there's no such thing as being shy, because as we've all learned from Jean Brock, one of our star wellness consultants in San Antonio, Texas, is that she learned from her professor years ago that being shy is actually being selfish. Okay, so don't be selfish, don't be shy, just jump on the line, and again, all you got to do is hit star 6 as we get into this. So if you've got the opportunity to have that piece of paper in front of you that I attached to my email this week, and if you did not get it, please pop me an email, and I'll get that to you as soon as I can. But again, this is just a really rough outline of what we're dealing with and what the opportunity we have to work with. Okay, in my conversation with Dave Johnson yesterday, and I specifically called him to get some last-minute, you know, tips of making sure I wasn't missing anything in this. One of the greatest things that we've been given in this, as I call it again, the 2013 compensation plan, is the archaic system that we had of old that literally ties people's hands right out of the gate as a brand new wellness consultant. That has been eliminated. We have now been giving something that literally right from the get-go, if somebody's serious about building a business, and they can either or, they can make the investment right up front into a few of the packs, or they can figure out how to leverage their credibility or their people contacts, their people equity, and get a few people right out of the gate to get some of the packs. They're going to accelerate themselves, especially with the pack volume that's associated with this, to getting to a percentage. At the same time, and this is what, if you look at other companies, look at their compensation plan, a lot of them have a built-in system that you're not able to get a retail credit or a retail enhancement or markup right from the get-go. 25%, and again, that's suggested retail. McKenna and I, our oldest daughter, who turns 14 in 2 days, her and I were having this discussion on the way to school the other day. She said, well, Daddy, how much does Nikan suggest that or tell you that you have to sell it at a certain price? And I said, no, actually, honey, we can determine the price. They have a suggested retail, but if we think the insoles are worth $100, even though suggested retail on the price list is $60, we can sell them for $100 if we want to. It's all the value we want to put on it. And the fun thing about what we have is right from the point when somebody puts that application in, either online or hard copy, they now have the opportunity to earn 25%. That's $75 on a waterfall. And I haven't set a benchmark or a record since the waterfall was introduced a year ago, but every single month, I personally have introduced one new person to a waterfall, and the majority of those people have bought it retail. Now, some of them have come back a month or 2 months later, and then they joined. But if somebody's going to outlay $60 to save $75, that's not good being a good steward of your money. It's not good financial sense. And if that's all they're going to buy, then it doesn't make any sense for them to join. It's a kind of a waste of a distributorship kit. It just doesn't make any sense in my book. And Colleen Edwards and Olga Somolia will tell you straight up, the aspect of a once-and-done wellness consultant, signing up just to get a couple products wholesale and then never doing anything with the business, that's really a waste. It's a waste of a business kit. It's a waste of their $60 plus shipping. It comes out to about $68.50. So the difference between, and again, I'm just using an example of a waterfall. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But a direct wellness consultant, right out of the gate, they have that opportunity. As they generate volume in their organization associated with their ID number and the people they introduce, they hit that 1,500 mark, and now they're eligible for a total of 30%. 5% back in commission, and then 25% back from the retail sale. As that generates up to 5,000 in one calendar month, and again, this is one calendar month, and excuse me, I said 5,000, it's 4,000. Oh, I almost slipped up there. 4,000 in one calendar month, and I want to stress the point. Let me just use Mary Kay for example, and if you're a Mary Kay Wellness or Mary Kay distributor, or you were and you get offended at this, I'm not saying it to poke fun of you at all. However, and Shackley has the same system set up, that it's an ongoing qualification every single month. Okay, all of Nikan's qualifications are once. Once you hit them, you can only go forward. Now, if you don't produce any volume, well, whatever your percentage is, times zero is zero. Once you hit that 4,000, you're locked in as an executive, now earning a total commission of 35%, that's the 10%, the commission bracket, and then 25% of the retail. And this is the key element. And this is what Dave Johnson and I were really, really getting excited about when we spoke in San Diego 2 weeks ago and then again yesterday on the phone. really, really getting jacked up about, and this is why, okay? This is the biggest transition point that we can look at as far as the huge aha or the huge change in this compensation plan, because now, if and when people make that decision to attack NECAN and do go in it as a business-minded person, as I want to do this as a business, I want to earn some extra money, 35% commission on an item really, really gets to be exciting and put money back into your pocket. If you break it down based on, again, let me use the waterfall as an example. We can ask the question, do you know anybody that drinks water? Well, I do. No, that's not the question we ask. Do you know anybody that drinks water? Well, yeah, everybody drinks water. Well, do you think you'd be open to sharing it with them? Well, no, I don't want to sell anything. I just want to get it for myself. Okay, that's fine. Well, let's get it for you. When we, if you're at an executive level, $75 is what goes in your pocket from the retail value. And then you've got another 10% of this commissionable volume, which is roughly about 250, 260, somewhere in there. So you're looking at roughly about another 20, 25 bucks, okay? So almost $100 into your pocket for introducing somebody to the waterfall. How difficult is it to send them Rick Murphy's YouTube video? Or just say, hey, when you get a chance, you're going to really, really, this thing is going to rock your world. Take 15 minutes. Go on YouTube and type in the search up at the top, Rick Murphy Waterfall, R-I-C-K-M-U-R-P-H-Y, Waterfall, and it'll come up. Watch that video. Now you'll know what we're talking about. We're talking about a $700 unit that will run circles around some of these other units that are out there available on the market that are several thousand dollars. And everybody can use it. It's very user-friendly. It's gravity system. There's no electrical or plumbing hookups. And boom, introducing a couple people a month, that's an extra $200 into your pocket. And this is, you know, $200 may not seem like a big deal, but that's a car payment for a lot of people. I mean, what would that do for folks? When we can show folks that the executive level is not only attainable every single month, but also duplicatable, we've got into the core of what we're talking about now with this compensation plan, because it's a seamless trio or a three-tier process in that if you want to get to senior, well, go invest $500, you know, yourself and go find two other people, a total of three, or as the Bible says, a strand of three cords is not easily broken, and you've got the basic fundamental building blocks of what this takes to pull it off. Now, once you get to senior, go find a couple other people that want to do the same thing. And if you do that in 1 month, find a couple other people. Now you're at $4,500. Well, now you're an executive, and now it's when it gets really, really fun, because if that's all you pull off in that 1 month, that's okay. Now the next month, the second month, go do it again. Go executive all over again. And I'll bet chances are you're going to find one or two people that say, hey, this looks like it could be kind of fun. I went on board. Count me in. And now you're into the second month of qualification, on track to go silver. And if you do it the third month, again, boom, now we're looking at 20%. Now you're looking at first level breakaway leadership position. And then it's just continuing to duplicate that. And what I guess my passion and my drive from this is that every single one of us that are serious about NECAN, we should set that as our benchmark goal of every single month at least going executive all over again. Target $4,000, because when we do that, we eliminate the once and done mentality of, well, you know, I made it to silver. That's all I want to do. I wanted to get to, you know, my 20%, you know, rebate. Well, that 20% is not going to be there if you don't target that $4,000, okay? So now this is where we're going to transition and get into the ongoing monthly leadership qualifications. Because once you're silver, you don't want to stay there. You don't want to rest on your laurels. You want to take it to the next step. And the requirements of a silver, as any wellness consultant, to get paid, to get your check from NECAN, it's $100 personal. That should be auto ship. That should be a no-brainer, because why do you want to pay extra? when you can get a 10% discount on 100 points or more. So that should be a given, and every single rank is required to do that. It's 100% tax deduction. Some CPAs will say anything more than that, it's not. Well, I beg to differ. Our CPA has always told us, you know, if you're using it for samples, if you're giving some of it away, how am I going to differentiate between how much percentage you're giving away and how much you're not? So it's always been a deduction for us. You have to have it as a requirement to be in the President's Club, to be on AutoShip. We know people that have several AutoShips that, you know, my good friend Gisela Stevens, an AutoShip goes out from there or into their home every single week, because they've always got people, and then they turn around and they sell at retail. And if you want to make even more money, that's where you can really make make bank really quick, is you put a bunch of stuff that people will come to you to get it, or you can turn around and ship it to them, or you can set it up and have it shipped directly to them. But if it's under your account and they're paying retail, that's a huge markup on our core nutritional and our consumable items. So let's talk about the ongoing rank of silver. Okay, it's $100 PV, it's 2,000 personal group volume, which that hasn't changed at all. And then the introduction of the organizational volume, the OV, is $4,000. Why is that $4,000? Well, let's go back to breaking out and hitting executive every single month. That's the benchmark. That's the new benchmark. And once your organization, and this isn't just you personally in your personal group, but this is your entire organization down infinity levels. And when we start using that word infinity, that's when the binary people get all jacked up and go, oh, yeah, because that's what we've got. We've got this binary system. Yeah, but the problem is with the binary system, you can only sponsor two people. We can go as wide as we want. And that's the beautiful thing. If we don't want to sponsor, you know, our Aunt Ruth, you know, at 8 or 9 levels down deep underneath of us, but we want to put her, well, we can do that. Binary system, you can't do that. Once you've got your first two people into the system, yeah, you can't sponsor any more people. But with this, you can, and our goal is to, in our organizational volume as a silver, is to hit that 4,000 mark. What happens when you hit 4,000? In your organization total, this is silvers, executives, seniors, directs, it doesn't matter what rank they are. Once you hit that 4,000, then you start becoming eligible for your 6% leadership bonuses. And that's a total of 6% on anybody that's silver or above of their whole entire personal group. And that's where the breakaway comes into play. And that's where it gets to be really fun, because they're their own leader and you're getting 6% off their whole group. Now, what if they have the same goal and they say, well, you know, 4,000 is that benchmark. I need to hit 4,000. Well, what's 6% of 4,000? Roughly. Now, I know the commissionable volume is a little bit less, but let's just say it's 3,500. Is what they generate. Or what if they generated 4,500 or 5,000 and it comes out to 4,000 commissionable volume? Well, 6% times 4,000 is, and this is where if somebody was on the line, they'd answer my question, but it's $240. And $240 you're earning off of that breakaway leader that's in your organization that has met the 12,000 to get to silver, either one in one consecutive month or up to 3 months. And imagine what would take place if you had four people that you were working with that all said, hey, I want to hit that 4,000 each month, and that just makes perfect sense to me, to continually build, breaking out executives, which will in turn break out more silvers, and you got four or five people doing that, you're looking at $1,000, and these you're getting paid residual income now on people that you have launched. You may or may not be working with them every single day because they're their own leader and they're duplicating exactly what everybody else is doing. I mean, that's where it gets to be really a lot of fun. And if you take it to the next level as a gold. Now, so you're a silver and you've got a few of these other people that are saying, hey, I'm gonna hit that level every month. You get three or more silvers underneath of you, and now it changes. Your personal group volume requirement drops down to 1,500. But your organizational volume increases up to 10,000. When you get to that 10,000, then at that point, now you're paid 6%, three levels deep, on those silvers and above. What happens if you don't hit the 10,000? Let's say you hit 8,000. You've got two of your silvers that both hit, you know, 4,000. That's part of your organizational volume. And yet, well, it's not that you don't lose your status. as a gold. You always maintain your rank. You only get paid at that point just two levels deep instead of three. But chances are compression will have kicked in and you're not going to lose anything anyway. There's a lot of leaders out there in Nikan right now that are really scared. I shouldn't say a lot. I should say a few that are scared of this and say, well, I don't know if I've got that kind of organizational volume. Well, as Daryl Merritt told me in San Diego, he said, that shouldn't be a very difficult problem to fix. I mean, we've all done it at one point or another, have generated that kind of volume, and when we do, that's where it starts to be really fun. You going back and using the company Mary Kay as an example again, you produce a lot of sales of makeup and skincare, and therefore you get paid. If you don't produce any sales, why should they pay you? I mean, this is a commission-based business. And when we produce, we get paid. And that's where it adds up if we continually are out there looking again. Okay, I got a target. Who can I ask that question? Do you know anybody that would be open to earning a few thousand dollars extra additional income every month to change their life and wouldn't mind doing it from home? No commuting to somebody else's factory, no, but somebody else's building. Well, you said, do I know anybody? Well, me. Well, I'm not asking if you are interested or you're open. I'm asking if you know anybody. And we immediately transition to find out if they know anybody that would be potentially do it. Okay, let's keep moving here on the platinum. $100 PV, it now drops to 1,000 personal group volume, which is the new requirement for platinums and above. Personal group volume of 1,000. The organizational volume is 30,000 each calendar month. And here's where we also, in the organizational volume, the OV, we introduced the term non-primary leg OV. And this could be confusing, but it really doesn't have to be. It's quite simple. In other words, in your organization, the goal is for a platinum to generate 30,000 in volume every single month. That's your whole entire organization. Now, in that organization, if you have legs that are huge, like ginormous, and let me use us as an example. Gisela Stevens' leg is our biggest primary leg. Well, if we were platinums, then we'd have to say, okay, well, we need to have a total of 30,000 organizational volume, but outside of Gisela's leg, we need to have at least 10,000 amongst our other leaders and our personal group and what we're doing. Now, once we do that, that's when we get paid as a platinum, if we were platinum, four levels deep at 6%. And that's one of the safeguards that's built in, because what sometimes happens, and it's happened a lot in Nikan, is we'll get one great person and then we stop there and we rest on our laurels. And what Nikan has implemented here, and I spoke with Kurt Foley. I had two really in-depth conversations with him about this plan, why it was created, why they decided now to implement it, and he said, you know, Vance, we should have done this a long time ago, because we've created some serious handicapped wellness consultants out there that don't have a motivation to continue to go out and build and introduce Nikan to other people. And I said, no, I understand exactly what you're talking about. And I looked at him, I said, you're preaching to me, my friend, because we have been guilty of this. We haven't stopped since we went diamond 12 and a half years ago, we just simply haven't aggressively went out and introduced and asked those simple questions of, do you know anybody? Would you be open to earning an extra few hundred or few thousand dollars a month working from home? And unfortunately, we have this huge, ginormous monster leg underneath Gisela Stevens now, and then we have two other first-level platinums, and they're not nearly as big as they need to be, as they should be. So as you continue going on, you want to continue going wide, and you don't have to stop as a binary plan does at two people. You can sponsor as many people as you want to. And as you continue growing up, you can look at the diamond qualification as a 100,000 organizational volume, and then outside of that primary leg, if there's one big leg, they need to have at least 33,000. Going back to using Gisela Stevens as an example, they've got a really, really nice organization. On average, when I was looking this summer, I don't know what it was last month or in September, but when I was looking this summer, they had an organizational volume of $380,000, almost $400,000 in their whole organization. Now, outside of their primary leg, who is Dave and Ellie Stoltzfus, aside from them, they have several other leaders around the globe. Steve Roberts in Tennessee, and he's got a big organization in Sweden. Joe and Sagawa, and then their family members, Mark and Virgie Hayashi in Hawaii, as their other leg. Again, but what's interesting is huge organization, huge primary leg, but outside of Dave and Ellie Stoltzfus, those other leaders that they have comprise about $100,000 to $120,000 every single month in organizational volume. Well, the requirement of a Royal Diamond, which is what Gisela is as her rank, $300,000 total in their organization, which they met that. As I said, they had $380,000 to $400,000 in organizational volume, and outside of their primary leg, they also had over $100,000 in volume. So they meet the requirements of a Royal Diamond. So what are some of the key changes? Okay, well, right out of the gate, easier qualification for executive and silver, increased personal group volume for Diamond and Royal Diamond, which that should have been in there a long time ago. And again, President Kurt Foley made that very, very clear. We should have changed this a long time ago because we had this depreciating amount above platinum down to 500 for a diamond and 100 personal group volume requirement for a Royal Diamond. So we were basically rewarding people for not doing anything. And that's not right because we as leaders should be setting the example, should be setting the bar. We should always be out there encouraging other people to continue to build and grow and talking and introducing new people. That should just how it always should have been. I guess I can understand the fact that it makes it easier because as you get into a higher level, you're getting more into the management mode. But again, how much is it really to manage if all you're doing is encouraging people to go executive every month? Okay? We introduce the concept of organizational volume, and that simply just builds so people will, you know, continue to build rather than, you know, rest on our laurels, like I said before. Reduction of leadership commission to 15% if personal group volume is not attained. Okay, this is only applicable for silvers and above. That personal group volume requirement for silver, 2,000, gold, 1,500, platinums and royals and diamonds, 1,000, if the personal group volume is not attained, okay, instead of earning 20% on your own personal group volume purchases, investments, or people, you don't earn the 20% anymore. So there's a fear of loss built into this that if you're not doing at least that personal group volume requirement, then that drops down to 15%. Okay? And that also, you don't want to miss that. Okay? Because the next point, bullet point, loss of 6% leadership bonus if the OV is not attained. Okay? If you don't hit the personal group volume and you don't hit the OV, either one or both, then the 6% leadership bonuses do not get earned, okay, period. And that is one of the greatest things that I think is the introduction of, this is a huge fear of loss, but it's also a motivator to get out there and do what we should have been doing all along, okay? One of the things that's also built into the system, last bullet point there, leadership ranks can be anywhere in a leg, not just first level. Let me talk to you about, again, using Gisela Stevens as an example, or Gordon Williams. Gordon and Jeannie Williams, wonderful wellness consultants who have been in Nikan for a long time, same with Gisela and her former husband, Stephen. They have leaders deep into their organizations that are at key levels, but before, they could never count in advancement of leadership rank or pay rank because they were too far gone, because there's maybe silvers or golds or platinums in between. Let me lay this out for you, for Gisela. She has the rank of Royal Diamond because they qualified in Royal Diamond on a kind of a fluke factor that was an introduction years ago, but it didn't really ever pan out. But they still have the title, but from month to month, they're not always guaranteed they're going to get paid as a Royal Diamond. And Gisela, come January, will go from getting paid as a platinum, pretty much consistently as a platinum, all of a sudden getting paid as a Royal Diamond. Because this new plan allows people to count leaders deep in their organization, doesn't matter how far deep they are, as long as they have the rank. Let me put it to you this way. If you are a gold wellness consultant and you have three silver legs, okay, and this is my second paragraph down there, starting in January 13, the gold who has three silver legs, first level, but down underneath those first level silvers, there might be a gold or a platinum. And if you've got three different legs that have a gold in them, well, that person is no longer a gold, but now they become a platinum because the leadership levels are already established in their organization. Gisela's example is she's got three diamonds. They're not all first level to her, but they're deep in the three different legs, so automatically she'll get paid as a royal diamond. Gordon and Jeannie Williams right now have the rank of diamond. However, they've got three different legs, and there's a diamond in that leg. So come January, they will immediately get a rank advancement to royal diamond. And they didn't do anything. But they've been investing their time working with their people in their organization, regardless of whether they're first level, second level, or who knows how many levels down they were. And it, those people. What this creates, the beautiful thing about this, is it creates a vested interest in us working with anybody and everybody, regardless of how far deep they are into our organization, and we will reap the reward for it. And we don't have to selectively, to use a word that Stephen B. used to use a lot, we don't have to selectively assassinate certain people to get them closer up. We don't have to do that anymore. And it's a morbid thought to think about that, but that did happen. There's another point here that I want to point out, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but during this transitional introductory phase between January and next July, if an existing silver or above does not meet the new organizational volume requirements or the personal group volume is not there, the 50-50 accountability, that was a term that was introduced back in July, and a lot of confusion was surrounded that, but basically it means during the transitional phase, they want to, what Nikan's corporate team decided is we want to give people who are not ready or not rebuilt in the proper way, we want to give them a time to get rebuilt. And so it started in July of this year, but it the next 6 months from January to July of 2013, basically if you're a gold and you're eligible to get paid 6% three levels deep, but let's say you don't hit the requirement of 10,000 organizational volume, but you only hit, let's say, 8. Okay, well, you've met the rank of a silver requirement, the organization of a silver requirement at 4,000. Well, now you're going to get paid two levels deep, 6%. On that third level, and these are non-compressed qualified silvers and above, on that third level, you won't get paid 6%, but instead you'll earn 3%. Okay, they're not going to strip it from us, but they're going to put a little sting there to make us get busy to make it happen. And trust me when I say I'm going to feel that sting, because we at the diamond level right now, we don't have 33,000 outside of our non-primary leg. That's what we're working on rebuilding and growing those other legs in our organization, growing our personal group so it is. Because in the end, when it's all said and done, we're going to be so much better as a result. Why? Well, because we've created new volume. We're creating new people. We're allowing other people to experience what we've been able to experience. And that's the win-win of it all, is we're actually we're producing so we can get paid. And, you know, Dave Johnson said a long time ago that, hey, if you want to raise a Nikan, go out and create yourself a raise. Go out and sponsor some new people. The philosophy behind these improvements is to reward those of us who are actually continuing to build and produce. Okay? The introduction of the OV creates larger volumes so that upper ranks can look and be more attractive. Because what's the point of being a diamond or a platinum or a royal diamond, for that matter, and having no organizational volume? There's no point in it whatsoever. Again, the once-and-done leadership plan of old, you only have to do 20,000 to get silver, and then that's all you have to do. And people, I remember Claudia Branham would say, oh, man, I would cringe when people say, you don't have to do anything after that, because 20% of zero is zero. Now we have a motivation that every month We want, the goal should be to get as many people to executive as possible, and at least, you know, one a month. That creates that volume, that organizational volume, pulls people out of retirement mode, and it really, really encourages activity. So that's it in a nutshell. Questions, comments. I want to take a few minutes here. If you need or clarification, star 6 on your phone line. And again, if you're using a cell phone, please don't use the wireless, but actually put the cell up to your ear and it'll eliminate the echo. But if you've got a question or a comment, hit star 6 on your phone line, and I know there's questions and comments out there.
Vance?
Yes.
This is Julie in Connecticut.
I know, Julie. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks.
What's up?
At the very top of this paper that you printed out for us, and because you said you sign up and you can start immediately making that retail commission, but it says PV500.
Mm-hmm.
So before direct can make.
No, I put that in there because I knew that this paper would get circulated, and I knew somebody would have it, and then somebody would say, "Oh, if there's nothing attached to direct, then." People good senior, they go out and they'd sponsor people and then they wouldn't do anything themselves. So I always just kind of put that in there because here's the beauty of starting today. As of October 1st, you can start as a $60 wellness consultant or you can start as a $320 wellness consultant. And if you haven't looked at the application process online, you really owe it to yourself to look at that, because basically a $320 wellness consultant is getting over $850 sleep system for $320. And actually they're getting it for $260. But what comes with that is 550 points. That 500 points that should be associated with a direct, that should be a no-brainer. And I can't think, if somebody's going to go out there and introduce people to Nikan Retail, why not give them the chance to getting the ultra deluxe creme de la creme, Cadillac of all sleep systems that exist as far as the Nature Rest, and allow them to get it for $260. And I'm subtracting the $60 business kit. The Vital Business Success Kit for $320. I was mentioning this to a gentleman yesterday, and we were talking about the importance of sleep. And he said, "Well, that makes perfect sense." And I said, "Well, it did to me." Now,
that's with the demo pad, right?
It's basically the demo pad and the pillow. And I think that the leverage that we can really have fun with is by telling people, I don't make any money off of this. This is being sold at Nikan's cost. They're probably making money off of it for sure, but I don't make any money off of it. The money that I will earn from you is when you go out there and start earning money yourself. Now, somebody who wants to get really smart, you could probably go out there, they could buy that demo pad, you know, the Vital Business Success Kit for $320. They could go out and probably turn around and sell it for $500. It has a retail value of $855. I mean, that would be brilliant. I mean, absolutely brilliant.
So the 550 points count only for the new person, or they count towards?
Only? Well, it's pure point volume. It counts for everything.
Okay. It counts for everybody.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have commission.
Yeah. So if you're working on going silver, well, there's 550 points, but there's just no commission attached to it. There are some negatives to that, and I'm not going to, sweep that fact underneath the rug and say that I don't see it, you know, because people that don't like the fact of not getting paid, that, well, flip it around. Use that 40% coupon that's attached to that, and that's where you're going to make a huge commission as the upline. Because when they make the decision to invest in a full sleep system and use that coupon, you will get, it's 100%, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's where the commissions come in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the question, Julie. Appreciate it. Again, star 6 on your line will demute you. Question, comment.
Vance, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Barb. Go ahead.
Question. One of the things I discovered last week know the 500 that everybody needs to do one time to check them usually can be done any month. My understanding is in January, that 500 has to be done the month that someone else comes along and does their volume under. In other
words,
if I did 500 in January, I met somebody in March that was going to do the extra for push me to upper rank, then I have to do my 500 that month again.
Yeah, let me repeat that for those of you who couldn't quite hear what Barb is saying. And by the way, Barb is one of the top 10 retailers in North America, so congratulations, Barb, for receiving that reward. And what Barb is saying is, and that's another reason why I put that 500 there, is because starting in January, in the past you could do that 500 anytime and no big deal. But starting in January, 500 points has to be associated with your ID number the same month that you advance up to senior executive, silver, whatever. It has to be attached to your ID number, okay? And that's why it's imperative when somebody looks at Nika and says, yeah, I really want to do this. Well, what you want to do then is we need to go find a couple other people. We need to get you up to senior or executive right out of the gate. And that 500 points needs to be done the same month that they go senior. The requirement for senior, 1,500 personal group volume, but 500 of that needs to be attached to their ID number, and it needs to be the same month. Before, the system of old had it set up that they could do that anytime, and once they do it once, then they're locked in. Well, you still got this month and December throughout the rest of 2012. If that's what you need to do for people, if they got that 500 points last May or something, well, then what they need to do to go senior now is, find the total of 1,500, and then it's done. But from January forward, it needs to be done the same month. And that's just a safeguard. It makes it easier. It's more seamless. It gets people motivated, and it allows them to see that, okay, this is about me talking to people. It's not about, maybe buying a pair of mag steps, and I might talk to other, somebody, I might share them with them. This is for serious people. And we shouldn't be afraid of asking questions to find those serious people. So, Barb, thank you for the clarification, because it definitely needs, it's a change, and many of us would overlook that, and then we'd be shocked. Anybody else? A question or a comment? Let me finish it by saying this. If you've got a concern, or if you don't quite understand this, and I went through this really, really quickly, study this piece of paper wherever you're at on it, direct all the way up to Royal Diamond. The best advice I can give you, and the best advice that Stacy and I are giving ourselves, is find out where you're at and where you want to be and what it's going to take to be there. Maybe you're a platinum and you haven't been paid as a platinum as of recently, or whatever the case may be. What's it going to take to at least build your organization or rebuild it so that you meet the qualifications? I mean, if you're a gold, don't start talking about going diamond or royal diamond when you're not getting paid as a gold. Get the organization built solid first, and then look at it from that perspective. Because this system, it's a lot of fun when you start setting or breaking it down and going back to that 4,000 of going executive and setting that as a goal. It really gets to be a lot of fun. But call somebody in your upline, and if they don't know it and they don't understand it, keep going up until you find somebody who really understands it so you can sink your teeth into it. But don't spend a lot of time trying to figure it all out. Just figure out where you're at, okay? That's the key. Figure out where you're at and where you want to be, and set some goals and set some benchmarks and say, okay, this is what I need to do in order to make that happen. And talk to people and work it out, because when you really sink your teeth into this thing and start understanding the value of what can happen when you get to silver, and now you're looking at a 45% commission on things that you personally introduce to other people. And what I'm talking about is your personal commission, the 20%, and then the 25% retail. Add them together and you got 45%. it really gets to be a lot of fun. And one other side note here is on the fall promotion that we still have a month and a half left on that. That's introducing new people who make the investment of 500 or somehow get 500 points attached to their ID number for three consecutive months, whether it's November, December, and January, or December, January, and February, but three consecutive months. And at the end of those 3 months, they will receive $150 Niken points or Niken dollars associated with their account as a credit. So basically, they're getting paid at the executive level. They're getting a 10% return, and all they were doing was generating 500 points for three consecutive months. If they take that credit of $150, for an example, and they invest that into two MagFlexes, they could turn that $150 credit from two MagFlexes, they could turn that into $200 cash into their pocket by selling those retail. We're going to get into this in future calls on how to really have some fun. A key phrase that I put together myself that I've shared with, oh my goodness, I can't even keep track of how many people I've said it to or typed it to or texted to in my phone is this. When it comes to the MagFlex, what used to take us or what used to take days or even hours or even days to get results with our KinkoFlex that we've had for 20 years, we're now seeing those same results achieved in seconds and minutes with this MagFlex. And if you don't believe me, order one if you don't have one and go start introducing it to people. Because the difference in the change that takes place in the physical body when you have that many, the DynaFlex, 28 of the DynaFlex technology magnets built into one pad like that is just gargantuan. We're going to talk about this. I want to encourage a couple things right quick. Is if you have not watched, it's on SaturdayAMLive.com. Please take 8 minutes out of your schedule and watch the Dennis and Ruth Williams. They put together a great video about all of the new core solutions, the MagFlex, the MagDuo. They show and demonstrate the magnitude of that. You can use that as a prospecting video. And for somebody who's technologically or they're an engineering type, and they can't argue with it because it's right there. And what does that mean for the physical body? Well, it means that it increases the magnetic field that we get exposed to. Take the time to watch it. It's right there near the top when you type in SaturdayAMLive.com. It's right there on the top. And several people have asked, well, Vance, how do you do that energy test that you're always telling us about? Well, it's there as well, right at the top. Right underneath Dennis's video is a link to YouTube that'll take you right into the energy test that I did on Steve Johnson. And that was months ago. And you're only going to catch the end of it. But if you play around with it and have some fun with it, it really gets to be fun. And you can do that test with absolutely any of Niken's technologies. It works best with the water. And another fun one to do with the water is take your Niken bottle and unscrew the lid. Take the cap off. Let somebody take a sip of it and say, well, this is water that came out of our tap, or I dumped bottled water in it, or wherever you got the water, and say, now this water is impacted by Niken's magnets because you can see them inside, but let's see what it does for your body. Well, chances are they're not going to be any stronger. They're not going to have any better balance. But then do it the second time by putting the cap back on and letting them take a drink out of the snout, which is where the water should come from. And you can just say, well, now we're getting the real technology behind it, because this is the system that's designed, and this is how it's designed to work, is the whole entire package. Well, then do that energy test, and you're going to see a night and day difference. I mean, night and day difference. And again, you can do that with any of Niken's products. This document that we've gone over this morning is also on the website there, SaturdayAMLive.com. And if you got somebody that you know that missed the call, they can catch the recording, as like any of the other recordings that we do. And let me just remind everybody, I almost forgot that one, that next Saturday we will have a rising star couple, Don and Judy Avera. I believe they're brand new platinums from Houston, Texas, or at least one of the suburbs of Houston. They'll be with us next Saturday morning, and you're going to have an exciting time hearing them. And one last reminder, commencing in a little over an hour from now, there are two virtual events to tap into. You get to choose, okay? The Uprising, which is on the Pathfinder's website, is one, and then the second one is on the Bojabi site. Everybody should have these sites in their computer. They were all emailed out numerous times this week. Dave Johnson sent them out. I sent them out. I know Dennis and Ruth sent them out. Everybody should have them. I'm just getting a text from Pam Benson in Chicago. There's 40 people at their location. So lots of sites going on. Dennis Estes is hosting the Bojabi one, and Rick Murphy is hosting the Uprising event. And again, tap into it from the comfort of your own home via the computer. There's one or more document that's also on the website, and that is the one that Dennis Williams sent out this week, and it's called How to Do an ABC or Getting Unstuck or Relaunching Your Business or Getting Going. Again, it's there as well. Excellent, excellent 3.5-page document that I'm going to make it a point to start reading it at least once a week, if not more often, because I really thoroughly enjoyed what I heard or what I gained from it the other day. So,
Vance?
Yes, Julie.
The two webcasts at noontime. So what's the difference in them?
That's a good question.
Are they the same?
No, they're totally uniquely different. Rick's you'd have to take a look at how they're advertised on both of those sites, on the Bojabi site, what's talked about. Rick, the one that he did before, and I know they're frustrated that they both picked the same day, but it was already set up once they realized that, you know, each other had picked the same day. But Dennis's, the Bojabi one is going to feature Dennis Estes, Reed Nelson, and several others. I can't remember all the other people that were listed on it, but they, again, I think they're listed on the site. Rick's will be, the Uprising will be Rick Murphy, and I don't know who his other guests are. Both of those links are listed by last week's call at Saturday AM Live. So again, just poke around, you'll find it. You got time.
I have the links. I just didn't know why they were. I didn't know why they were two at the same time.
Yeah, and it's not too late. It's never too late, even right now, to make a few phone calls and invite people to join you. They don't have to go anywhere. They can stay in their pajamas if they want to. If they're on the West Coast and it's still morning time and they're enjoying breakfast or coffee, they don't have to go anywhere. They just have to flip on their computer. You send them a link, they click on it, and they tune in. That's how simple it is. And that's kind of the shift that people are going to these days, and it's a lot of fun. So,
thank you. It's Barb. I just want to share real quickly the six-pack Magnaflexes that we got in our pack. I've sold two. I have two on two other people from Election Day, so I'm sure they're going to be sold too. They absolutely work. They're wonderful.
Well, and I didn't take the time today, but Barb, thank you for bringing that up, because next week what I want to do is have people completely impromptu share some of the specific results. What I have seen, it just blows me away. Even, again, being a two-decade veteran of Nikan, I just wasn't prepared that we would see such dramatic results so quickly compared to what we've seen before. And some of these people are chronic back agony folks. And again, for me, it's just saying, you know, what used to take hours and days to get results, we're now seeing that same thing in seconds and minutes. And people, their eyebrows go up and they go, really? And it's just a ton of fun doing it this way. So thank you, everybody, for being on the line. Thank you for those of you who have such great questions. And we will return next Saturday morning, same number, same time, and with Don and Judy Avera from Houston, as I mentioned. So have a great weekend. Have a wonderful event, whichever one you tune into. And we will talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Please, if you've got questions or concerns or whatever, please call me. My phone number is area code 503-695-5683. And if you can't get me, or if you're not in our organization, call your upline, call somebody in your upline and say, hey, I really want to understand this new system because it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. They're getting paid on you. So put them to work. Okay? That's what they're there for. All right? All right, folks, I need to go because I need to walk out the door as well to make it to the event that I'm going to be part of. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon.
Hey, Vance?
Yes. Yes.
This is Sayado. It's Don and Judy Avra.
Avra, thank you.
Yeah, that's the way you pronounce their name.
Okay. Thank you. I knew I wasn't saying that right, but I took a stab in the dark.
Yeah, it's Avra.
Okay, there's one other person that had a quick question or comment.
What was that?
I was wondering why the gold doesn't have a non-primary leg requirement.
That's a good question. I think I'm going to have to find out on that one and get back to you. Why the gold doesn't have a non-primary leg requirement. I don't think it necessarily needs one there because I think that'll come. But at the same time, when you're building with the next step in mind, once you get gold, you say, okay, Platinum, I got to start working. I've got these three solid legs, and I need to make sure one of them is not lopsided and one of them is, you know, that they're fair and balanced. You know, it's kind of like Fox News' slogan, fair and balanced.
That's Ron's say. Thank you. And senior executives no longer have to have a $100 PV.
No, they do. I just input it on there.
Okay.
You know, that's a you know, it's an ongoing thing, but I just didn't put it on there because I couldn't figure out how to make it work and make it any sense whatsoever. So, again, it's a rough sketch. I typed that up in a few minutes' time and just so I'd have something to go on.
That's Ron speaking, and thank you.
You're welcome, Ron. I know it's Ron speaking. All right, gang, I gotta scoot. So we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.